Hey everyone, it's Laura Molitor here. Welcome to another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host for this weekly program. You can find out more about me and my Divine Purpose coaching at beingfreenow.com. I am ready to break some habits. So today I'm going to see if we can get on track for doing some of that together, or starting on it anyway. I know I talk a lot about renewal, and I think that this idea, breaking habits, is a further use of that. It's putting into practice that rightness of starting over. And I think at the heart of that, and of breaking any habits, is really the right desire to do it. So we start with our motive. What's compelling me to want to give up some habit or some habitual thought? And that's really at the heart of it. Habits are behavioral, but they start with a thought. And it's much more about getting to that thought and breaking that pattern in thinking than just stopping the action that we don't think is good or healthy. The wrong or destructive or less than lovely or freeing behaviors are habitual because we become attached to them in our thought, not because they've got any life of their own. So it all goes on in our thought. So today I'm looking at my motive, and I'm making sure I truly want to release a particular habit or habitual way of thinking. Do I think I should stop, or do I really want to stop? And sometimes it's because we just kind of think through and see what the end result would be. If I stopped, I would feel more this or that. That kind of helps sometimes getting at that sense of really wanting to have that right motivation. And we should get clear on the idea of should over our honest desire. Shoulds are willful pushing, and they might get us part of the way there, but not all the way, and usually not with sustainable results. The honest desire is a compulsion that's in the heart, and I think that that heart speaking is God's voice letting us know that we do really want something better, and along with that, that we can have it. So if we can get to the point of inner knowing that says, I am really done believing I'm stuck in this wrong rhythm of things, and I want to change the story, change the song, then we're starting with God, and that's always a good place to start. And then we truly honor that fact, remind ourselves that we're not battling a huge foe, an entrenched thing that can't move. You are, with God, refusing to continue to agree to be something that is less than God's own desire for you. You're simply accepting the truth of yourself and then letting God reveal how this new you can emerge in his time and in his way without the clutter and clamor of habits that don't support your freedom and joy and clarity. Those things don't jibe with God, clutter and clamor and habits. They don't jibe with the life that he would have for you. So bad habits, as we know, are not just those obvious things like eating too much or drinking too much or smoking or even biting your nails or something like that. There are those habitual ways of thinking. So maybe, for example, do you find that your morning begins a certain way with a certain expectation? Maybe you get used to saying, I am not a morning person. And then you kind of settle into an experience that reflects that. Have trouble waking up, you're cranky in the morning. Is that really the truth, or is that habitual thinking, expectation, and does it really lead us where we want to go? So we want to change that. But habits can include an expectation, maybe, that we can only do this much exercise and we'll be sore. Or if we don't exercise, we won't stay fit. There's nothing wrong with consistent practices. There's a lot to be said for them. for things that feel right and make us feel good and better, and having sort of a plan for that. But if we have these habits that force us into behaviors that aren't inspired or fresh or freeing, then those are habits that we don't want to accept as valid. They put us in a box, and life is really not nearly as good in a box as it is out of it. So focus on one thing that you really wish you didn't do so much of. Habitual complaining is one thing. I think that's more toxic than smoking. It makes a very real problem, or makes a problem very real, and makes sure that others know that too. So it keeps us in a loop of negative when a better habit might be gratitude. So we can break a habit by recognizing our impulse to do it or think it. Okay, I know I'm complaining a lot. And then we make that an occasion to put on a new habit. Habits don't have to be bad. It can be good. Habitually doing something that is progressive and positive and contributes to well-being. So the impulse to complain, we replace that with the impulse for gratitude and actively do that, then we've gotten into a habit that's productive. I want to continue to make clear that the best way to break a habit, a habitual way of thinking of ourselves and talking to ourselves as much as those behavioral habits, is really to refuse to accept this as who you are and what you think and do. Decide consciously to side with God's view of you, and do that as often as you have to. Be diligent about that. Be habitual about deciding to side with God's view of you. He didn't make an individual ruled by bad thinking. He made an idea governed by his right mind. It is that very mind within you that's telling you that it's time to break this habit and to renew yourself. That's God saying, knock this act off. It isn't you, and it doesn't honor me. Of course, it's not always easy to break habits, especially ones that we've been practicing for years. So we be gentle with ourselves, but we do take a stand and say, this isn't me, and I don't need to continue this way. Here's the first dictionary definition of habit: an acquired behavior pattern regularly followed until it has become almost involuntary. So it's almost involuntary, but remember, it is almost involuntary. That means you do have control over it. You know what's going on. You have the ability to see it, to call it out, and to end it. With God, with good, with the strength of the truth of you. So like, I'm thinking about some things I do, some patterns that I kind of feel I have to follow. And if I don't, then certain things won't happen the way they're supposed to happen, or I won't feel good or happy or productive or whatever. And then I see that actually my preoccupation with that pattern of behavior is far from freeing. It's absolutely the opposite. It ties me in knots. It's not contributing to productivity. So kind of seeing it for what it is, and do I really want to continue down that way, where the premise is that this habit is helping me in some way, but when I see that it's actually not, then we get that clarity and we can try to move forward. And I think that changes our motive too. Like I said earlier, we get to saying, I really do want to change this because I do want to be productive. I don't want to play this little role anymore that's not doing me any favors. So it's time to wake up to that and to remember that today is the day to make a change, or to even start. And to know that we can do it with God's law behind us. Habits may feel strong and real, but nothing is stronger than God's right and loving will for us. And this can break habits that feel large and really just melt them away. I have seen it happen. Well, that's about it for this week. I'm going to get to working on this. And I hope you'll join me and let me know if I can help you. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Or again, check out my website at beingfreenow.com. There's a contact form there too. Have a great weekend. See you next week for another Divine Purpose Insights podcast.